I'd like to consider this morning, by the Lord's help, the value of God's Word. Let's begin in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and I'd like to begin in the 13th verse. 2 Timothy 3, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. In the time that we're living in today, the Word of God is of truth, is of a premium. It's of a high and a great value to us today. I think about a time whenever, actually a couple instances through the history of the children of Israel, that it said there was no judge, every man did that which was right in his own eyes, or the word of God was precious in those times. There was no open vision of it. It was precious, or it was rare. It was something of high value to be able to hear from the Lord, to be able to seek what is the Lord saying to us as a people in our time and to the circumstances that we're going through and we're encountering. And the Lord desired to communicate with His people through His prophets and through the word that He would send unto them to let them know of His will, of His judgments, of whenever they had gone astray, of the Lord's judgments and His dealings with them. But it was so important and valuable, the word of the Lord unto His people. In the time that we're living in today, it says that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, and deception all around us, of religious deception and of all kinds of philosophies and vain deceits and ideas and doctrines that are being promoted. In our time today, if ever it's been important, the Word of God is important to us. Truth is something that is more stable than the ideas and the opinions of men. So it says, continue thou with the backdrop and the environment that's all around you. You continue then. You make up your mind for yourself. I'm going to continue in the things which I've learned and understood of the Word of God from the Holy Scriptures. For those Scriptures are given by inspiration of God, and there's profit in them. There's great worth or value in those things. Scripture tells us also that prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It was more than man's ideas or man's writings or collection of man's thoughts, but it was as holy men of God were moved by the Lord to impart what the Lord's mind was, what the Lord's desire was, what His thoughts were to His people. I'm thankful today to know that the Lord is able to communicate and desires to communicate with us. We can have an assurance of the Word of God, the Lord's desire to reveal Himself to us through it. It's profitable unto us throughout our lives. I believe today that every one of us want to be successful. Believe that we want to be successful in our walk with the Lord. We won't be without this ingredient. We won't be without a daily, regular application of ourselves under the Word of God. It is vital for our existence, for our survival. It's profitable unto us. It's profitable in our lives. At times we need encouragement. At times whenever we wonder which way to go. We wonder if we can continue going on. At times when maybe my way seems right into my own mind, and I need the word of the Lord. I need the Lord to come and reveal Himself to me and check me on a line and show me by comparing myself to something, by having a mirror that I can look into. I would this morning that we, as we consider the Scriptures, that we have a little reminder of how important the Word of the Lord is to us. I'd like to turn now to the book of Psalms. The longest chapter in the Bible. Psalms 119. For time's sake, set your minds at ease. We're not going to read through it all. But I'd like to consider a little bit about this psalm. It's uncertain who was the author of this specific psalm. But it's organized as none other that I'm aware of. It's organized in sections. You probably see the headers perhaps in your Bible. By the Hebrew alphabet, beginning with the first letter of the alphabet through the end, divided into section by those in every verse of the 8 verses within that section, beginning with that Hebrew letter of the alphabet, just the way that it was organized and structured as the psalm was written. But there's a lot more to this psalm. Maybe we'll just begin here at the start of it. It says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, and that seek Him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord. Teach me Thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of Thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in Thy precepts, and have respect unto Thy ways. I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word." The book of Psalms begins out this way. It seems a fitting start to the Scripture and the part of the chapter we just read. It said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Again, I believe today that every one of us desire to prosper in the Lord. I want to make heaven. I want to make heaven my home and hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I want to do it right. I want to be able to get all that the Lord has for me here in this life. If I'm going to be doing this thing, I want to get the benefit out of it. I don't want to just afflict myself or deny myself and that's all there is to it. For surely there's so much more that the Lord has. Lord, help me, as one song says, to love Thee more and more. Lord, help me to be able to have, as the psalmist said, "His delight is in the law of the Lord." His delight is in something that He's found, that he considers to be valuable, of great worth. Do you know of any laws in our nation that you find delight in? Any laws that you just, oh, I just love to meditate on this one. I just love to think about this one and rejoice in this law. Generally, laws aren't thought of in that mindset, are they? It's a restriction. It's something that prohibits behavior or prohibits something. And it's not generally something that is celebrated or something that is rejoiced at. The speed limit or the requirement that I stop at all those red lights whenever they turn, it's sometimes an annoyance. Sometimes that I might chafe at a little bit. I'm thankful for the laws that we have. But I'm thinking about this morning the law of the Lord. It was something that David here said that he took delight in. That he delighted in the law of the Lord and meditated in a day or night. Back now to Psalms 119. Want us to notice, if you haven't before, almost every scripture in the 119th Psalm, with the exception of perhaps four or five, talk about the word of the Lord. It's the theme throughout the whole chapter, is talking about the value of the word of the Lord. We see it referenced in different descriptions and in different words. We see it said of the law of the Lord or the Torah. We see it written of the statutes of the Lord. Those things that are marked and traced out and given as boundaries. The precepts of the Lord. The commandments of the Lord. Those things that he has commanded and laid out that we should partake of or not. The testimonies of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord, the truth, the word, the way of the Lord, or his righteousness. Throughout this chapter, we read it extolled and talked about the value of daily application of the word of God to this individual's lives, or to our lives, throughout our course of our life. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Lord, help us to put our whole heart into this. Lord, help us to love him with our whole heart. To have a love for the ways of the Lord. To have a love, it goes against the flesh. It's not something that the flesh is going to celebrate. And you know, whenever we just think about the practical application in our day-to-day lives, you know, it's not going to be likely every time that you open the Word of God that you feel just this surge of emotion, that you feel just a compelling that I can't think of anything else that I want to do but go and read the Word of God. The enemy is going to see to it that he's going to try to oppose and block and hinder in any way that he can. Have you found it to be that way? Have you found the enemy trying to oppose your personal devotion time with the Lord? Trying to bring in hindrance or obstacles or something in the way where I don't have the quality time with the Lord that I need to? Or where the enemy would try to begin to undermine the value of it? Where I should begin to give up little bits of it here and there for other things that are important in life. I would remind you of Mary and Martha. Of Martha, who had responsibilities and cares and things that were important and needed to be tended to. But she put that before what was most valuable. What was most important. That thing, that good part, that one thing that Mary sought after. I would that the Lord would help us to have the proper value on the Word of God. There's no substitute for it. It's important for us, if we desire to be successful in this way, that we make this a regular part of our lives. That we feed ourselves on this. Job, I believe, said, I have esteemed thy word more than my necessary food. That's the value that I place on it, to be sure that I am feeding myself on it, that I'm partaking of it in my life. Thy word, he said, I have hid in mine heart. And I want to just go through and take maybe a skimming or a review of some of these scriptures that are written of the value of God's word. You know, there's a value in us hiding away the word of God in our hearts. There's a value in us placing the word in our hearts. We read where Jesus talked about the parable of the sower and the seed. And what happened with the seed that was sown by the wayside? It didn't get much depth of earth. It didn't go down and really penetrate down deep and gain roots. But it was right on the surface, shallow, where the enemy was able to come and pluck it away, or where it didn't have much root and it sprung up. And then when the sun came out, it was scorched and it went away. It is important for us that we not go through life with a shallow experience and dealing with the Word of God. That we not settle for just a cursory overview. That I not accept just a 2-minute quick on my way out the door, looking at the Bible, and I go on my way. But there is value and importance in hiding it away in our hearts. So I want to challenge us this morning. Commit the Word of God to memory. Some people have, it seems, better ability to memorize than others. But I want to encourage us, the Word of God that we hear, the Word that we read in our devotions, it's going to require an effort on our part. It's going to require me giving myself unto it. But there's value in hiding the Word of God deep down in my heart, in committing it to my memory, that it's something that the Lord can draw from in time of need, in time of trouble. Jesus said, hold your place here, but Jesus said in Matthew, the 13th chapter, Matthew 13 and verse 51, Jesus saith unto them, have ye understood all these things? They say unto him, yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Spoke a little bit last week about the balance between using and abusing a thing, of how we have only so much storage capacity in our minds. We have the ability to only think through so much at one time, and the enemy would like to come and fill our minds, fill our day with so much fluff, so much just emptiness that's not of real worth or of real value, so that my heart and mind are so full that there's no room for the Word of God. Lord, help us to place the right priorities. As I tried to challenge us last week of some of these phones that show screen time and how much time that I've spent on the phone as an example. If I had something that showed my Word of God time, the time that I've spent meditating and studying on the Word of God, how does it compare? Am I taking the time? Folks, this is a vital part of our being successful. And our, whenever we, as was praying this morning, the meeting that we had just recently and the blessing that we received from the meeting of whatever place that maybe the Lord has worked with us. You know, the enemy's going to come along and try to rob those things away from us. The enemy wants to get us into this cycle, if he may. The cycle of where I get something from the Lord, and then I go my way and I get pulled back into just the routine of life. I get pulled into the busyness of life, and I don't invest into my soul and my spiritual walk the things required to make me successful. This is one of the biggest parts of it. I need to regularly hide away God's word in my heart. He said in the 16th verse, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Lord, help us not to forget his word. Through the busyness of life and all the responsibilities and the cares that we have, Lord, help us to not forget what's most important. To not forget and not get into a practice and a habit of I remember the last few minutes of the day, maybe, when my mind is already kind of shutting down for the night and I'm already so tired I can't hardly hold my eyelids open, that I say, well, I'm going to look into the Word because I need to. There are times that maybe our life is busy and maybe things happen, but it's important for us to build into our day-to-day experience this discipline of reading the Word of God, of hiding it away in my heart, in my mind. If you're like me, you'll find sometimes when you... there's always something to distract. I told Katrina, I got up early yesterday morning, went outside with my Bible to read it, and the chickens decided it was time to all flock around my feet, and it wasn't exactly the setting that I was looking for. It wasn't the peaceful, quiet time that I was trying to find. I had to go find somewhere else. The enemy will be sure to find something to distract our minds. He'll be sure to find something to bring back to our mind to distract us. Or whenever I try to look into the Word of God, have you ever found yourself reading the Word of God and I get to the end of this section or the chapter or whatever I'm reading and I realize I don't even know what I just read? I don't even know because my mind was off somewhere else, thinking about what my mind's been running towards. Folks, this is just where I believe many times we live, the things that we have to deal with. But it's valuable and important. And we're going to have to place the proper value on the Word of God in our lives. It's going to require us investing time in it. It's going to require us making it a priority in our lives. For if we don't, it'll be certain that there'll be something to fill that place, to fill that time in our day. Lord, help us to delight ourselves, as the psalmist said. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. You ever go to the Word of God and the Lord open up a scripture to you that maybe you've read many times before? And I say, I've never seen that before. One of the most wonderful things that I have found in life is whenever the Lord comes and pays you a visit and reveals something to you from His Word that is just what I needed, it fits the situation. And I don't know, it's like a burning that comes with it. The disciples on the road to Emmaus perhaps knew something of what that felt like. Whenever they were reasoning among themselves, they had turmoil of mind and were distressed. The things that they had just seen of Jesus' crucifixion, and were trying to reason it all out and figure it all out, and they weren't getting very far. And then a man came and joined up with them and walked down the road, and he began to open things up to them. He began to show that, oh, that's how that scripture fit. That's what that prophecy was foretelling. That's why Jesus came. And there was something with it that burned. And they said whenever they got to the end of the way, they realized then who it was. They said, did not our hearts burn within us? Folks, it's important for us individually. It's good for us to come together and hear the Word of God. It's important and part of the plan of God. But it's also important for us to have a place in our lives that I discipline myself, that I, Lord, this is my time with you. Lord, would you come and walk with me for a little while? Lord, I've got my mind's troubled. Lord, I've got some cares that are weighing me down. I've got some things, Lord, I'm not able to figure out. I've been tossing and turning and reasoning it through in my mind, and Lord, I can't get anywhere with it. I can't figure it out. I don't know what the answer is. Lord, would you come? And the scripture says, Lord, open mine eyes. Lord, would you open my eyes in your word? Would you help me to be able to reveal something to me, Lord, that I don't understand? You know, sometimes the Lord will do that this way. Lord, I need something from you. Help me to... There it is. I found it. But it's not always that way. Sometimes it requires some digging to find the gold. Sometimes it requires some effort, some perseverance, some diligence to be able to get a hold of and glean out those things that the Lord has for us. But it's worth it. Whenever you get a hold of something and you find something, Lord, that's mine. It's mine. You've given that to me. And it's maybe I don't even understand what the need of it is today. But it's the importance of hiding away thy word in my heart. Because tomorrow a situation comes along, a temptation comes along, and the Lord can bring back to my mind a scripture, a passage, something that He showed me that I then can stand on, that I then can say, I remember. If David would have done this, whenever he was walking on a rooftop, if he would have drawn from, as Jesus said, of the scribes, of those who are taught of the kingdom of God, they're like householders that have a treasure room, a storehouse, that they invest in that thing, they put away into it things both old and new. Perhaps we can look at that of things of the Old Testament, of things in the New. You know, when we begin to really get in and dig into the Word of God, you know, it's amazing how the Word fits together. And it's beautiful to be able to see it. It's beautiful when we spend the time and you go in and you consider just Jesus' birth as an example. And you go back and you begin tracing the thread to all the different prophecies that pointed to this very time and how it all fits together. As you begin to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, that we might be able to have an answer to give to every man of the hope that's within us. As I begin to spend time and study it, more than just a 2-minute perusal, but I begin studying to under, Lord, help me. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, give me understanding. How does this fit in here? Lord, I heard something at work today. Lord, I heard a doctor and I don't know how to think about this. Lord, I don't have all the answers. I dare say none of us in here have all the answers. None of us in here are fully equipped to handle every situation or every skeptic or every individual that we may come in contact with looking for answers. But folks, the Lord wants us to be in a place that I'm investing into the storehouse. I'm putting things away. I'm spending time with the Lord on a day-to-day basis. Maybe I realize the need of it. Maybe I don't today, at this moment. But I'm putting away. It requires some self-denial. And sometimes we look into the Word of God and we read it, and sometimes it is so real and so precious and so alive to us. And I can only speak for myself here. There are other times it's not. There are other times that we look into the Word of God and it's good, but it seems like it's just not clicking with me. It seems like it's just, I'm not really feeling it like I did. You know, the enemy would like to discourage us whenever we get into the Word of God. And I like to have it every time. And if I'm going looking for gold, I find it just laying right on the surface of the creek bed. There it is. And I go on my way. And I can get disappointed next time if I go along, Lord, I need something here. And I don't see it readily laying on the surface. The enemy would like to whisper things like, you don't have time for this right now. Maybe it's not that important. Maybe it's not, is it really even doing anything for you? But I want to tell you, If you consistently invest, consistently feed on the Word of God, your profiting will be known. The profit, what it does for us spiritually. There are times that I may not be able to see it. I may not be able to look at where I'm at today and compare it to where I was yesterday and say, I don't see where it's doing a lot. I can't go back and tell you every meal that I've eaten over the last year. But you can look at me and know that I've eaten. You know, it's the same way with us spiritually. When I consistently, regularly, faithfully feed my soul, the profiting, the benefit will be seen. It'll be something that'll nourish and feed the inward man. There are times, perhaps, when we're going through a desert place. Seems like things are dry. Seems like they have been for a while, maybe. You know, there will be something of a little bit of a resistance, perhaps, whenever I know I need to go to the Word of God. It's just hard to get into sometimes and hard to get something from. And last couple times I haven't gotten anything out of it. You know, there's something of a compounding factor. Whenever I begin to leave off of reading the Word of God, it becomes harder and harder to read the Word of God. As I begin to give myself to it, at first the flesh resists. But the more I give myself to it faithfully and consistently, there's something that it begins to spark inside. There's something that it begins to nourish inside. And as I begin to get into it, I begin to find something that begins to spark. I begin to find something that begins to feed something. And then it begins to stir a desire within me. As the psalmist said, I delight myself in that thy word. I hope you're there today. If you're not, continue getting into the word of the Lord. Continue giving yourself to the word of the Lord. To study. To meditate upon it. It's again more than just perusing through the scriptures. Studying to say, Lord, show me, teach me. There, perhaps your Bible has, again, just some practical encouragement and instruction here for a moment. Maybe you've got a center column reference. You notice that? If you do, or maybe it's off to the side, depending on the Bible you have. That gives you a chain of references to other scriptures or a concordance. We have it electronically now. What other scriptures go along with this? Maybe there's a word that I see. Maybe there's a character in the Bible that I want to study and I want to understand a little bit more. And it requires some time, but it'll begin to build something. It'll begin to invest into that storehouse that I'll have something to bring out from it. Verse 27, make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Oh Lord, as you begin to show me things, you know it's something that I'll have something to be able to share with others. I'll have something in their time of distress that maybe I can, you know, I was reading this. And maybe it'll be an encouragement and a blessing to you. Lord, show me something and I'll speak of what you've given me. I have chosen, verse 30, the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me, regardless of the choices, the decisions that others are making. May our decision be, Lord, I choose the way of truth. Lord, I choose the way of what's right, as given and defined by the Word of God, not my opinion or yours, but Lord, I want to know your truth. Scripture talks about the judgments of the Lord, the 20th verse. Said, my soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Can we say that about the judgments of the Lord? The judgments of the Lord, the one who knows our thoughts afar off. The one who knows the motives of our hearts, the deepest parts of us that I don't even understand all the time. Can I truly say, Lord, I long for you to come in this situation and judge this. Lord, I long for you. You see this this friction maybe with another person. You see this this conflict that's going on. Lord, would you please come and judge me? Lord, judge me in this situation. Lord, show me if there's a place that I'm not looking at this right. A place where I'm not thinking about this right. I'm not handling this right. Lord, the things, the decisions that I'm making in my life, Lord, I long for you to come along. Even if it's in reproof to say, you're on the wrong side of judgment on this issue. Lord, I long for that. Because in thy light, another scripture here says, in thy light, we see light. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Lord, if you'll but show me. Lord, I'm willing. Lord, if you'll but give me understanding. You know, this is speaking of an honest heart. And it's the heart with which we must approach the Word of God. If I go to the Word of God saying, I don't think this is what you require, Lord, and I'm going to go prove it to myself. I'll prove it to myself. And I can go on in a place of deception. But he said, Lord, if you give me understanding. In other words, there are some things that I may not understand. There are some things that I may not have perfect and full understanding of. Lord, of your ways, of your doctrines, some questions that I have. Lord, I don't fully understand this. But the way that I come to the Lord is to say, Lord, if you'll give me understanding. Lord, please open this up to me. Please show me your way in this. And Lord, whatever you show me, I'll keep that till the end. Lord, whatever you give me understanding of, I'll not rebel against it. Lord, incline mine heart unto thy testimonies. Oh, Lord, help our hearts to be inclined, to be pointed in the direction of godly things, to be pointed in the direction when I have the opportunity. My heart is inclined to the word of the Lord. When I have opportunity, my heart's desire is to be in service. My heart's desire is to hear from the word of the Lord. Our hearts can be, on the contrary, inclined to the things of this world. Our hearts can be inclined to the things of this life, where that's where I gravitate and more move towards. Lord, help us to incline our hearts to his testimony. We read throughout these scriptures so many places, times of life that the word of the Lord was just what was needed. Verse 23, it talks about in the face of pressure of princes that sat and spoke against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Whenever those who speak evil of us, because we run not to the same excess of riot, whenever there are those who stand back in derision and mockery and say, the way you're living? Why are you doing those kind of things? Why are you not running with us here? Why are you dressing the way that you dress? Why do you do the things that you do? And yet it says here, where there's opportunity to be drawn away by pressure of others, by pressure of peer pressure and the things that are spoken and said, yet he said, I will meditate on thy precepts. Meditate on your word. Lord, you're the one that I'm living to please. In our times of testing, Lord, help us to meditate on the word of the Lord. Lord, I need something to anchor me here. I need something to hold me here, Lord. I want to think on your ways and your word. It says in the 51st verse, the proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. In times of distress, the word of the Lord was there for us. It said, my soul, verse 28, melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. In my time of distress, it says, this is my comfort, verse 50, and my affliction. For thy word hath quickened me, or made me alive. Verse 92 said, unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Looking back over the test of the trials that he went through, he said, I see the thing that carried me through. I see the thing that held me in that place. And it was not turning away from your word, meditating upon it. It's important also for us to consider in his word. Verse 59 says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. For us to consider in the word of God, Lord, help me to see my way. Help me to see my way before me. It's not for man to be able to find his way alone. For every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But we read in the 105th verse of the chapter, familiar one, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's his word that illuminates our way. It's his word that will show where the stumbling blocks are, where the traps of the enemy are. It's his word that will show us the way to glory. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The value of his word is, as we read in the 127th verse, therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. 162nd says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. You remember what the parable of the man that found the pearl of great price? What he did with it? He went and sold all that he had, and he went and purchased the plot of land because there's something of great value in it. There is something today of such great value in the Word of God. And I would that every one of us be encouraged and challenged that we place that value on the Word of God for ourselves. Whenever I'm facing temptation, whenever I'm facing the pressure of others, whenever I'm in distress, whenever I need comfort, that I would look and turn to the Word of God. It'll be sweet to us. As we give ourselves to it, we'll find life. We'll find that the entrance of His words, as 130 says, it gives light. Whenever God's Word enters and into a situation, into the scene that I'm in, it gives light and it illuminates. 19th chapter of Psalms, it says, in keeping of them, of His commandments, there is great reward. I'm thankful today for the Word of God. I'm thankful that it's there for us in every circumstance of our life. It's not given by the will of man, but by inspiration of God. And His Word, as we take it and allow the Word to work in our lives, it'll be there for us to give us direction, to show us the way to go. It'll keep us out of the way of transgressors. It'll keep us out of the way of deception. It'll lead us to glory. It'll show us the Lord and who He is and His ways more perfectly. It'll give us comfort, peace. The Scriptures are profitable for all those things in our life. Whatever the need is, we'll be able to find it in the Word of God. Man's opinions, man's ideas, man's ways are ever changing. What man offers as help is ever changing. But thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in the heavens. Regardless of the conclusions that man arrives at, regardless of how they try to negate and undermine the word of God, to say that it's not so, it's still true in our time and in our dispensation. It's still relevant to us in our generation. It's still relevant for us in a generation, in a time, as we spoke about some last week, an information age that our forefathers haven't had to deal with. And yet there's no amendments needed. There's no addendum that's needed on the end because it was left out. It didn't go all the way forward to 2019. It didn't know how to deal with technology. It didn't know how to deal with the things that we're encountering. The word of the Lord. Well, let's close with a scripture in Hebrews 4. The word of the Lord is able to meet every need that we have in our time, to give us the answers that we need. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. But that doesn't have to bring fear to us. As those who we read in John 3 who love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. I don't really want the light to shine quite so brightly. The word of the Lord will bring light to us. We'll expose that which is unlike the Lord. We'll expose that where the Lord's wanting to give us a greater understanding. It is the word of the Lord that we need in our day, in our time, in the questions that we're faced with today, the questions of doctrine are not settled by man's opinion, will not be settled by consensus vote, won't be settled by us getting together and coming to some kind of agreement or compromise somewhere in the middle of where we think we can all work together. It's on the Word of God. By thy word, we live or die, we fall or stand. May the Lord help us to stand upon his word, to incorporate it within our daily lives, to take that word as was given to the prophet, to take and eat all of it, to ingest it into who we are, to let the word work within us. There's great profit in it, and that profiting will appear unto all. If we place the proper value on the Word of God, you pray for me. Amen.